At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Welcome in on a Monday. On a Monday. Nice little Monday here. Nice little Monday.
It's a good day.
My name is Patrick.
Monday's a good day.
My name is Patrick. That is Danny over there. Danny's in a good mood today.
It's a great weekend. No particular reason why.
You're in a great mood today. I am also in a great mood. Mm. I discovered my Halloween costume.
Oh,
well, I'm ready to rumble.
Okay.
Well, my 9-year-old, Bubba, is going to be Happy Gilmore for Halloween. So I have decided that I would like to be one of his caddies.
I like
it. So the question I kept asking everybody all weekend was, do I be the homeless caddy or the Bad Bunny caddy? And everyone told me the homeless caddy, despite me really wanting to be Bad Bunny. So now I'm going to be the homeless caddy. I thought about being Bad Bunny for the show and then homeless caddy for trick-or-treating.
Okay.
Double dip.
I like it.
But I think I just spent $100 on my costumes.
So oh, yeah.
I don't think I can spend more than that.
Yeah, man. I may just reuse the Grumpy Bear because that Care Bear costume was not cheap. The full body, like, you know, onesie kind of a deal.
That is a costume I would hold on to for life.
Oh yeah, it sits in the closet.
I've got a Woody costume from Toy Story that I will hang on to for the rest of
my
life.
I like that.
Yeah. I still got a Lieutenant Dangle costume that will not go anywhere. Mm.
Lieutenant Dan?
Lieutenant Dangle. Dangle.
What's Lieutenant Dangle?
Reno.
Reno. Yeah. For some reason, my brain went Lieutenant Dan. Well, I was like, that's not very cool, man.
You got new legs.
That's not very cool, dude.
I mean, I could pull off a Lieutenant Dan. You got new legs. I'll go down that path.
Are we going to wear costumes for Halloween?
Probably.
It's a Friday.
Probably.
Be a football Friday. It just means more in the SEC.
We probably should do something. I know I'm working the game that night. And I'll be on TV, so I will 100%. They will probably be like, we need you to throw something on. So,
costume-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to. I think you have to.
I'll figure it out.
That's going to be one hell of a weekend for me. I got three kids that want to do three different things.
Yeah.
I got Oregon State Wazoo the next day.
Praying
to the dear sweet Lord that we get like a 4:30 kick time. I do not want a 12:30 kick time because I do not want to get up at 6 a.m. to get my ass down there and start drinking. I don't want that.
Mm.
Just do me a solid, football gods, please.
Mm.
It's a rivalry game. Let's pretend it.
There you go.
It's a fake rivalry game. Let's get this some after dark action, huh? You want to get some fired up people, dude? 7:30 at night in Corvallis.
There you go.
Oh, Cougs in town, dude. We will party.
That's a long day of partying for the Cougs that drive down.
No, not for us, dude.
No, I mean
child's play.
No, it's the all day drinking with a 4-hour drive home.
Oh yeah, I'm staying in Corvallis.
Well, I know, but yeah. I mean, like, if you're trying to make the trek home, if it's a later kick, that's a tough haul.
You know, I maybe will go down at 6 no matter what.
There you go.
And maybe I'll do the old, if it's a 7:30 kick, maybe I'll do the old fashioned 2-a-day that we used to do in college for a 7:30 kick, where you get up at 9 and start drinking, and then about 1:30 you take a nap, get up and do it all over again.
Get about 4:35 and start at it again.
The YouTube chat thinks you should dress up as Dr. Jack Ramsey.
Ooh, I'm not against that.
That'd be a great costume.
I'm not against that. I could probably hit the Goodwill and find me some plaid.
But you'd have to full shave, though.
Oof.
You'd have to full shave.
Yeah, no, that won't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not happening.
I just want a plaid jacket just to wear.
Yeah, I know. The fact that I don't have one actually kind of bothers me now.
Yeah, I think
now I need to figure that out.
I think we should get on that. Mm. Rusty, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm kind of tired.
I'm tired, boss.
I didn't sleep for S last night. I don't think I got more than about 15 minutes at a time.
Dude, every single time I've ever sat in that producing chair for the morning show,
I get alarm anxiety.
It's the worst sleep I ever get.
Yeah. Mm.
When I have to be up at 4:40, like 4:15, mm-hmm. to be here by 5, I sleep terribly.
Yeah.
I'll even like drink all day to pass out at 9 o'clock.
Tried
and I
that.
Still, yep. Doesn't work.
You set like 6 alarms?
No, I only set one because I'll get up.
Okay.
I will get up. There's too many horror stories of people not showing up to produce that show I refuse to be one of them.
I even had like 20 milligrams of melatonin gummies before bed.
Yeah.
Just didn't do it.
Yeah.
I just want to say this is a wonderful text on the text line.
Hmm.
Do you know which one I'm going to read?
We're not even there yet.
I don't care. I just got to read it before it gets buried. I'd like to preemptively call Moringa bitch for all the S he's about to talk and probably hurt my feelings. Buddy, I got 3 hours. Buckle up. Buckle up.
Oh, boy.
Love you guys.
Oh, boy.
Sprague walks out of the studio during a break and sees me. He goes, why would you wear that? I am in head-to-toe USC gear today, so I'm having fun.
You're not very nice, Danny.
I'm having fun. I mean, who loses to a ranked Big Ten team at home? Who does that?
I'm not touching that.
Who does that?
I'm not touching that. Hey, you see my Cougs almost beat Ole Miss.
They did.
Look at that.
And you lost your bet across the board.
Across the board, yeah. So book report at 10:45 today will be fun. Y'all can choose.
I saw the last comment from Friday's YouTube on the very bottom said, ain't nobody afraid of Meringue's leg day. Folks clearly do not understand my leg day.
Yeah.
They do not look. It's going to. Harris is going to be. He's going to wish he was wishboned.
Nah, we'll figure it out.
No.
So we'll get to that at 10:45 today. I am told on the text line that the kick time is 5 p.m.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a little happy medium. Little happy medium.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
There you go.
I'm stoked.
You literally, when you read that, you like lit up.
I went woo.
Yeah, 5's good because you're not. It's not seven. It's not 7:30. Look, don't be wrong. I love a night game, but like
5's great.
That 4:35 is like that's the good time.
Happy to be alive.
There you go. I like that.
Happy to be alive.
I like that.
Wild weekend. Wild weekend in sports.
Oh, good God.
A lot of fun.
Started on Friday night and kept it rolling all through the weekend.
Yeah, we probably won't get to it because I don't know how much we need to talk about football games of that sort, but boy did North Texas rip my heart out.
Oof. I mean, it is always fun to watch a team hang 60.
I guess. It was 21-21 at half, and I was like, yeah, North Texas. First sellout in school history.
Byram's a fun player, man.
I know.
He's so fun.
I know.
If they had, I know that we're getting very sportsy right now.
Yeah, we'll be sportsy.
Mild sportsy here.
There's a ton of sports
had
to get to.
They not lost to Florida State, number one, they would be the team. Mm. Also, he would be a top five Heisman candidate right now.
Yeah, because they would only have Miami as their loss. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. They would be...
Good little team.
They would be so... I mean, Byram is so good. He's like the perfect college football player. Just an absolute gamer.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Mariners in 15 innings. I was at the bar, shockingly.
It's a day that ended in Y.
I spent too much time at the bar this weekend. Mm. So no bar for me this week. I'm grounded.
Coward.
I am not a coward. You're
afraid of not drinking.
No, I am afraid of my wife leaving me.
Oh, that's fair.
As she has been very kind this week. But I was at the bar, and a lot of Mariner fans there, and we actually have some Tigers fans in our contingency over there, randomly.
There you go.
So watching Game 5 was great. My buddy Zach texted me. He almost won a really sweet bet.
Mm.
He had Kerry Carpenter to hit a home run, Tarek Skubal to have 10-plus strikeouts, and the Tigers win.
Oh, God. The payout on that must have been
looked
nasty.
Nice. It looked nice.
Because a home run and 10 Ks.
And he hit both.
That's, oof. I would have been looking at a cash out button at that point.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, A.J. Hinch is dumb and decided to pull Tarek Skubal.
Well, he was at 98 pitches.
I don't care.
Although they spent the entire game saying, he doesn't have a pitch count. He doesn't have a pitch count. Turns out he had a pitch count.
Dumb. Your season is over.
I can't believe that guy lost to Seattle 4 times.
Well, only 3. He didn't take the loss.
Well, I mean like the team lost with him on the bump 4 times.
Insane.
And I bet the last two were 7-plus innings of filth.
Yeah, what, 27 strikeouts?
Yeah, something. Yeah.
2 games, 27 strikeouts.
That guy's really good. That guy's really good. We keep having the conversation of would you rather have him or Paul Skenes, and I lean on Skenes, but boy, is it hard. It's hard to say no to him.
I mean, I joked on Friday. I'm like, you're not giving the ball to, like, Diamondbacks Randy Johnson, but it might be Curt Schilling. Like, he was so good, dude. So if you're a Tigers, like, you've got to feel horrendous. With that dude giving you that performance, and you ask the bad. Just horrendous.
One of my subreddits that I follow is AL Central Memes.
Okay.
And it's just S talk about every team.
Oh,
and
perfect.
It's hilarious because we all acknowledge that we all suck.
There you go. That's the best way.
We're the worst division.
Commiserate together.
We're the worst division in baseball. We know that. There's usually a team in there that's pretty good, but they're not like super great. And the amount of S talk towards my Guardians in that subreddit after Detroit beat them was huge. And then when Detroit went down, everybody, Twins fans, White Sox fans, Royals fans, we all came together as a family.
I love it.
F you, Detroit.
I like it. I will say, all in all, sports, life, everything in general, phenomenal weekend.
Phenomenal weekend.
Like 10 out of 10, would do again.
Yeah. And it's set up to be a good one again this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, football, college football is real spicy.
Oh, buddy.
The NFL is going to be really good.
Saturday is my birthday.
Notre Dame.
I've got Notre Dame. It could be a good day. It could be a really bad day. It's setting up to at least be. I'm gonna feel something.
We'll get to SC tomorrow because that game all of a sudden has a ton of juice. Not that it really needs it because it's one of the great rivalries in college football, but that game's got a ton of juice that we will definitely get into at some point this week. Oakley Dokley. All right, enough screwing around, guys. Jeff, take this professionally for once in your life. I'm just joking. You're doing great. We got a lot to get to today. Oregon State's in the next chapter. We will talk about the American League Championship Series and the Mariners, how they have become must-watch television. We'll head over to State College and figure out what's going on there. We might get to a little NFL today. We might not. But the story is the story, and that's where we'll start. It turns out it does rain at Autzen Stadium.
Google me.
Indiana takes down Oregon, becomes the number 3 team in the nation. Where it all went wrong for Oregon, we'll start there. 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And I don't want it. 10:17 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live, baby, from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, the YouTube chat is already hot and spicy over there. I love this call. The irony of spending $100 on a homeless caddy costume is pretty great. It's pretty great.
I like it. I like it.
At least I'm not in a frog suit. Shout out to all you naked bike riders yesterday, though.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, their emergency bike ride to protest what's going down there at the ICE facility. I know. We're not getting into the politic thing, but shout out to you guys. It was dumping rain.
I was like, oof. Weather, not great for that this weekend.
So shout out to you guys. Also, I don't know if I could get my naked butt on a bike anyway.
No, not doing that ever.
I'm afraid of falling on a bike in clothes.
Oh, God.
Terrified if I'm naked.
Oh, God, no.
A lot to get to this.
Caught the chain?
A lot to get to this hour. We will get to book report at 10:45 as I owe you all a book report. So we'll chat about that at 10:45, get you updated on our new situation there. But we'll start here. Oregon loses to Indiana. It does rain at Autzen. Dan Lanning ripped his shirt off with Pat McAfee. It may be one of the most predictable things of all time.
I mean, yeah.
At like 6 a.m. Dude, whatever that guy's on.
Drugs, but God, I don't care.
I want to try it. I'm afraid I might have a stroke.
Look, I joke around. I don't like Oregon, all that. I love Lanning. I do.
Lanning's great.
I love him. He's the reason why I give a damn about that program, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
He's awesome.
So there's the whole hoopla. Let's just dive right into the game. We'll take a peek at the Indiana perspective here in about 15 minutes, but we'll start with the Oregon.
I need to say one thing on that.
Sure.
Just because it's I'm not going to touch it otherwise.
Sure.
The kickoff specialist coming out and hammering 258-yard field goals, the one with the timeout, and then following it up and doing it again and having it be good from 70 was one of the most insane things I've seen in college football this year.
Pretty rad.
I was just like...
Yep. It stops you right in your tracks.
Like, he hammered that thing. Hammered it. Mm-hmm. And I think that, honestly, I think that field goal changed the entire game.
Dude, what happened when all of a sudden now everybody hits 60-yard field goals? It feels like...
All these kids are training for it.
That's, I know, it feels like all of a sudden one year and everyone's kicking 70-yard field goals in practice.
I mean, you look at it across college and the NFL, it's just nuts. But yeah, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but it was just nuts.
I read something on that in the NFL with the new routines around
the K-balls. They can work them in.
They can work them in, yeah. Before, they'd only just pull them fresh out of the box, mm-hmm. right, basically, at the start of the game. But now they've got some time to work them out the way they want them.
Yeah, which, I mean,
and they're saying it's increasing kicks by basically 5 to 7 yards.
Which, why not? Like, yeah. It's a very simple thing, but like you wouldn't think like, oh, change, like being able to like Dusty told me about what they do to work footballs, and when they get brand new ones, like the mud pack and like what sure. and how like this very, like what particular things you do and like how you go about it. Like, yeah, it's a big deal. It's so weird that such a small thing matters so much. But yeah, I watching a college kid bang a 60-yarder that was good from 70 twice in a row was kind of like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I think that's a great place to start. I think that's where Oregon got caught, jump right into this. Indiana, I think Indiana wanted that game more than Oregon. Mm-hmm. I think that game was really cagey, really gritty. They were saying it on the broadcast, and I was saying it, and it felt like I was repeating at the same time they were repeating. That's Big Ten football. We talked about identity of conferences on Friday and how, you know, the SEC used to be one thing, but they've moved to this. The Big Ten's always been kind of ugly football games, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of ugliness in that football game. And to see a Dan Lanning Oregon team like that was a little surprising to me. I don't think they overlooked Indiana by any means, but boy, they just didn't have it. The moxie, the juice just wasn't there.
I think they got punked.
I think they kind of did too. And where I will say one of the biggest problems that I had, because I thought Indiana outplayed Oregon for all four quarters. Mm-hmm. But going into the fourth quarter, Oregon was in that game. And sure, I thought they were going to pull it off. And I thought I'd be sitting here today saying, Oregon was not the better team, but boy, that's a gutsy win.
I mean, the pick six was...
yep. Like, Indiana had all the momentum. Yeah. And then the pick six, I was like, wow, Oregon's going to escape this game. And they didn't. I think it's because Indiana just wanted it more. But from an Oregon perspective, I don't want to place blame. I don't want to play that game. Like, whose fault is it? But my biggest concern coming out of that game, honestly, was Will Stein in the offense. It wasn't there. It wasn't there and on any level. There were some nice moments from Dante. I thought he was going to really carve up that secondary.
He did not.
It looked like he was getting ready to. Like, the buildup was there. There was that one breakaway play for a touchdown.
To Malik, yeah.
To Malik, but like, that ball wasn't a great thrown ball.
No.
He was wide open on that. And the offense just never really got into a rhythm. Dante, I don't know if Dante looked rattled, but he didn't look loose.
I would say he looked rattled.
He didn't look free.
No.
And
he was second guessing stuff pretty regularly.
And I didn't understand the conservative play calling again. Do they know something that we don't? Or am I refusing to believe it?
I think a little column A, a little column B, but also you have to give Indiana credit. Fisher. Fisher's a dude, man.
It's a dude.
Fisher's a dude, man. And Indiana is defensively, they're schematically. I was talking to Dusty, you know, ahead of the game, like, how do you think this game's gonna go? He's like, I don't know. I don't know. He goes, Indiana's got some weaknesses, like the right side of their offensive line is you know, that's the concern that kind of everybody has, and that's kind of where we're gonna target.
We heard that from a lot of you listeners out there on Friday.
And but he's like, they've got some dudes, and defensively they throw a lot of looks at you. They roll coverages like NFL teams do. They really switch things up at the snap of the ball and kind of make you be a little quicker with stuff that can speed you up. And if you think you've got one read and you end up with a different read, and all of a sudden if you start second guessing stuff and you aren't trusting something, and we talked about this kind of going into the game. Dante had taken very, very, very good care of the ball all season long.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if he throws a pick or two? And guess what? Indiana sped him up, got him a second guess, forced two turnovers.
Yeah. When it comes to the offense, because what's the best way to put this? You know, Indiana ran the ball really, really well. I did not expect that to happen because
I'm gonna push back on really well. I think they ran it effectively.
That's a better statement.
Because
that's a better statement.
It was more. It wasn't that they ran it down their throat. Because what they finished with 110 yards, 111 yards.
But it was the spots.
It was the times that they got it when they needed it.
And the reason I go to this is because even though we have a lot of questions about Oregon's offensive line going into this into the season, whether it was Montana State at the beginning of the year, whether it was going into Penn State, or whether it was coming into this game. There were a lot of questions about the offensive line, but boy, do we feel really good about that offensive line. And that's kind of, I am surprised that Indiana's offensive line played better than Oregon's offensive line, but it's not even that they played better. It's just Oregon's O-line was really, really rough. Really rough all game.
Yeah, what was the, I think Indiana had, they finished with 9 TFLs? 8. 6 sacks, 8 TFLs.
Mm-hmm.
14 negative plays?
That's tough.
Goodness.
Man.
If you get that, you're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
Like 14 negative plays, you're not winning a game.
Yeah, and back to this Dante Moore thing. You know, we're seeing it on the text line and the YouTube chat. Missing receivers, you know, wide open running backs on wheel routes when he's
that's what I'm saying. When he was scrambling, the second guessing stuff.
Yeah, when he got out of the pocket, things were not good.
Just kind of, which in the previous games. The Gary Bryant Jr. one is the one that just is the big shining light. You know, you've got denied Dennis Sutton running down your throat and you just hit Bryant Jr. for a touchdown against Penn State. And it's like, oh, that's the play. That's the play right there.
Yeah. You know, when we get to the noon hour, we'll talk more about the future of Oregon and the rest of the season. But it feels like anything that could have gone wrong went wrong for them. And I don't know if you just chalk that up to not our day.
I think that's underselling Indiana far too much.
I think so too. I think Indiana's a damn good football team. And but I'll say it again. Anything that could have gone wrong went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought the defensive line for Oregon played fairly well, but they broke. It was like a bend, don't break, and then they broke a couple times.
I mean, they,
that game going in the fourth quarter, man, going in the fourth quarter, Oregon had every chance to win that game.
I mean,
they did.
If they don't get the pick six, I mean, honestly, Oregon's offense was two big plays. Mm-hmm. That's one of them was defensive. Mm-hmm. Other than that, they didn't do anything.
No, not much.
And that's you have to give Indiana a metric crap ton of credit. That Oregon front seven, we talked about Indiana's offensive line not being that good. They neutered them. Like they knew one sack, four tackles for loss. Like they weren't disruptive. I mean, the only disruptive play they had, and it was a huge one, is the pick six.
Yep.
And that's not the way I anticipated that game going.
I did. This came on the text line. Indiana big boyed Oregon.
Yeah, wow. They did. I did not expect that.
I've never seen Oregon big boyed like that at home.
No, especially under Lanning.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense.
The Georgia game notwithstanding, in Atlanta, Georgia's still that behemoth. Like
that Georgia team is a top 10 college football team of all time.
You throw that one away. Outside of that, like, you know, when Washington beat them, they didn't big boy them. They just threw the ball over the yard. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they Indiana stunned it on them. They did.
Yeah, I just...
I thought if Indiana was going to win this game, it was going to be 34-28. Something like that.
A little more scoring.
Like, there'd be some more. Like Oregon would, you know, offensively put something together. They didn't.
I'm not terribly worried about Oregon's defense.
No, but no, I'm not.
Oregon's offense is where I live right now. We'll ask Tyson Alger on Wednesday. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is because nothing worked. You know, when nothing works, I don't know where to start. I will say I'm not a big fan of Will Stein's play call in that game. I didn't love his play calling in the Penn State game either.
Especially in that first half.
But if he's being conservative because he knows something that we don't, or I'm refusing to believe something that I should, then we've got larger issues.
I'll tell you this.
I don't think this one loss buries Oregon by any means.
No, they're fine.
And we'll get to that in the noon hour. But nothing went well, and that is a big problem.
Mendoza did not have the best game, but he came out.
He got the dub.
Pretty damn good. And also Elijah Surratt is a dude.
Yep. Let's flip that. Let's flip this on its head. Let's slide over to the Indiana side of the factor because Indiana said, welcome to the show. They are real players this year. We talked about for weeks about the most complete teams that we've seen in college football. Is Indiana on that level and what this win means for that program? We'll do all that next, but first we'll toss it to Russ with sports.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Your thoughts are welcome. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Also, you can jump in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1051thefan. I want to read some stuff here. Signetti on the sidelines looks like a Midwest dad disappointedly watching cut the grass from the front door.
Yes. Just put a beer in his hand.
Oregon going away from Davison running the ball made no sense. Right there with you, brother. I thought he was the best running back on the field, and the fact that he wasn't getting more carries was alarming. Hence why I just didn't understand Will Stein's game plan going into this. Dante Moore played terrible. Oregon fan here, I take a loss in October now than a loss in the playoffs. Unless they pull a Penn State, they'll be fine. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean,
it's not panic time.
No, it's not panic time. It's not panic time. It's okay to lose a game. We walked into this season not really knowing what the expectations.
Like, nobody expects. I mean, I don't. I don't expect any team to go undefeated. I don't expect Ohio State to go undefeated. I don't expect Miami to go undefeated.
No, every team that is undefeated right now has flaws in some way, shape, or form. Mm. Like let's slide into Indiana for this game. Mendoza did not have a great game.
No.
I don't think he was terrible. No. I think Dante had a tougher game than Mendoza did. I mean, Dante didn't throw a pick six.
Mm-hmm.
So that was tough. But Mendoza he kind of gutted it out. That was a whole full team performance.
Yep.
And I think it falls squarely on the man that should get all the flowers today. Everything, all things considered, whether it's a local perspective, a national perspective, a college football on a whole, Signetti.
He's a dude.
That man can coach.
He's a dude.
That man can coach. Mm-hmm. And his annoyance with the media afterwards just shows that man is locked in.
Yeah.
He is like, why are you talking to me? Okay, what do I need to tell you? Did you watch the game? We came in here and stunted on them hoes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we do.
And it
was impressive. Look, it was impressive.
Because
I was worried. Sorry to cut you off.
Go.
I was worried there, what was it, in the second quarter when he was yelling at his players and he's talking at halftime, they're interviewing, he goes, we got guys laying down on the ground on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that. And I was like, uh-oh. This could go sideways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking.
And that's after they just kicked that field goal going into the half with the momentum to take the ball to start the second half.
And I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh, this Indiana team doesn't know this stage.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing better than Oregon right now, but this is going to fall apart. And it turns out he walked into the locker room, ripped those guys a new one.
And they responded.
And they came out and won the football game.
Yep.
Brilliant, brilliant coaching job from Signetti. Dare I say, the best coaching job of the season so far from anybody.
I don't think I disagree. You
maybe Norvell against Alabama, but that shine's kind of worn off.
But I mean, Cristobal, maybe
because
they have three of these,
and he's not making Cristobal mistakes.
Yeah,
but boy, I was impressed with Signetti.
No, and the thing that I appreciate about this Indiana team and Signetti is, and this is what they did last year, they are really good on offense about getting the ball to the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Surratt is the dude. So what do? Get him the ball. And he, every time they needed it, there he was. Omar Cooper Jr., there he was. They just continued to do the thing. And then Roman Hemby, every time they got in the red zone, said, I'll go ahead and punch this in. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll have that, sir.
Thank you. I'll have another. Signetti, to show up at Indiana, a team that did not have a single 10-win season in the program's history, to show up before last season and say, Google me, bitch. And then to go out there and deliver and be like, and people are like, well, the schedule. Well, they lost to the top five teams. Like, this is a program that was one of the worst college football programs in the country.
And to get where you are today, you have to go through those lumps. You do.
Yeah. And guess what? The games they were supposed to, like, look around the country, the games that you're supposed to win. If you're a team that wins the games you're supposed to win, you know what you are? You're really good.
Yeah. If Illinois would have beat Indiana 69-10, I would have said, yeah, that's the growing pains.
Yep.
That's the growing pains that come with walking into a program with zero expectations, zero history.
Having that big year.
Those are the lumps you take.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he said, no. I'm going to beat you 69-10.
I'm going to put this on you.
I'm going to walk into Autzen and be better prepared and have my guys more ready than you guys do. Because going back to this identity thing where I've been really big on this all college football, because with how rough quarterback play has been, and we'll talk Heisman next hour, and just how things are just so wide open in college football this year, it was who's got their identity. And I said that Lanning is no longer a defensive guy as his identity. Lanning's identity at Oregon now is we're ready. We are more ready than you. We are amped up more than you. And we give a damn more than you do. And that was not on display. Cignetti put that on display. His identity is we're going to outcoach you. We're going to outprepare you. And we're going to outmuscle you. Dude, Oregon played the worst game I've seen them play probably since Georgia. Okay? They were not good. But that doesn't happen at Autzen.
No.
It doesn't happen at Autzen.
Jeff, what was it? Was it 18 straight against FBS opponents at Autzen?
It was the longest home streak in college football.
Yeah, but
I think so.
I think it was 18 straight against FBS opponents. But I think it was like 20-something against all opponents. I think it was 24, something like that.
Because when Mendoza throws that pick six, that's when I start going, I can't believe they're going to do this. I can't believe they're going to do this.
I should have asked Dirt and I should have asked Dusty what the environment was from the start of the game and then at halftime. I really want to know, like, did some of the life leave the building when he bangs that 58-yarder?
Dude, it looked like it on TV, man.
It felt like it, but
it really did.
Like, I've been to Autzen six, eight times.
Okay.
And even in, like, the Herbert era, when I went down there and saw them play against Colorado, that place is loud. Like, that place, it is
I was
one
at
of
Oregon,
the,
UW, when Troy Dye scored that touchdown in overtime to win.
It's one of the loudest college football environments in the entire country. It is nuts. On TV, it felt like he bangs that field goal, and it was like, oh. It wasn't like pin drop quiet, but it felt like the liver kick. You know what I mean? Where like it kind of folded the crowd a little bit.
Yeah. If anybody out there that attended the game, 503-864-6326, what happened to the crowd?
Yeah.
You know, it didn't. Is it the shock of Indiana big boying you? But I don't know. Look, the average person, okay, for example, me and the wife were at a tap house in Ridgefield, okay? We were watching the rest of USC Michigan. And this older gentleman comes, sits at the bar by himself, and he asks, you know, did Oregon win today? And the bartender goes, no, they didn't. They lost. And he goes, oh, wow, to who? And they go, Indiana. And he goes, Indiana? They have a football team?
Yeah.
So, like, I understand that guy not knowing that Indiana is not where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But those of us that listen to sports talk radio, those of you out there in your car listening right now or on YouTube.
You know what Indiana is.
We know what Indiana is. Mm-hmm. Of course we do. So I'm not shocked. So you can't. That's why I'm confused why kind of the crowd disappeared.
We all
knew this was going to be a big game. If you thought Oregon, I thought Oregon was going to win,
mm-hmm.
and I thought they were going to look good doing it, I wouldn't have been shocked if Indiana lost. Look, I just thought Oregon was a better team.
Look, I took Oregon to win. I took Indiana to cover. That's where I was with this. And I jokingly said, oh, look, I hope Indiana wins by a million because it'd be funny. But I did not see Indiana coming in there and dominating the game.
Me neither.
And that's what I want to know.
Shut
is,
the crowd up.
I want to know is where the guy that texted in on Friday who said, Oregon is going to beat the living bleep out of Indiana and they're going to make it look like Colorado in 23.
Oh,
how are
I do
you
remember
feeling
that.
Today?
I do remember.
How
that.
Are you feeling today? Because you were on the other side of that.
Look at you keeping receipts.
Well, when you say something that spicy, it's going to stick. Coming into that game thinking you were going to dog walk Indiana. I don't know how you've watched either Indiana or Oregon this year and thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think there was a world where Oregon was going to dog walk Indiana.
No, I thought Oregon was going to win convincingly.
I thought it was going to be a one-score game. Like, giving me the 7.5, mm-hmm. giving me the hook was like, I'll take that.
And I thought they'd win by like 10.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you did. You said 10.
I said I think Oregon wins, and I think they win clean, and they look good doing it. And I was wrong. And I don't know if I've ever been more surprised at how wrong I've been in a while.
I'm not going to say I was right.
It's
in
just
sense.
Because
it
of like it's because of how it looked.
Yeah,
it
did not look like a 30-20 game.
They did not look like the third ranked team in the nation either.
No. But I tell you what, and I'm not saying this because I know I make fun of the Ducks. I love this for college football.
Oh, I think it's great.
I love how volatile things are,
dude. Indiana could win a natty.
Like that's insane and awesome.
And that's. anybody that thinks that statement is incorrect,
you're crazy.
You're not watching football.
You're not watching college
Indiana
football.
Indiana 100% can win.
The team that I watched play on Saturday can 100% compete for a national title.
Let me ask you.
And not like cute. They can go to a national title game and win.
Yep. You can always stumble anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the rest of Indiana's schedule. You tell me the hardest game on this schedule. Home against Michigan State next week. Then home with UCLA.
Well, they're better, but still.
At Maryland. At Penn State, which no longer looks scary.
Do they get the fired coach rebound? We'll see.
Home against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And at Purdue to finish the season.
Penn State is obviously, from a talent perspective, the toughest game there. How many road games do they have?
Three more.
Okay.
Three home, three away. They can walk
yeah.
into the Big Ten title
yeah, game. Yeah, they can go to the Big Ten title game undefeated.
And Indiana, Ohio State? Ohio State's a better team than Indiana. I'm finally coming around to Ohio State. But what I just saw down there, what Indiana did at Eugene, they can play with anybody.
Yeah.
Google me, bitch. Boy, that...
It's fun. It's this,
that line will live in infamy now.
I mean, yeah. This is Michael Jordan in the Last Dance.
It really
anybody can talk S when you're up. Talk it when you're tied or when you're down. Mm-hmm. That's where it really is. And that's exactly what Cignetti did. He just plopped it on the table and said, here it is for you.
All right, we'll put a pin in this, and we'll resurface back around this on this conversation a little bit later. But coming up next, it is book report. Bets were placed, and someone's got to pay up. And that guy's me. So stick around. I'll need your help on what my book report will be about. We'll get that next. 105.1 The Fan. And when I wake up in the morning, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll cruise up I-5 from Eugene, stop by Corvallis. Has y'all got what you want? At least part of it. We'll take a peek around the nation as Danny and I are fascinated by the award nobody wants to win. We'll talk a little Mariners plus web gems. Be a nice little 11 o'clock hour. But to shore some stuff up, you know, we'll get back into this Ducks game in the big nooner. But to shore up some stuff, I want to read some thoughts from the fan text line. Thank you. A bunch of you texted in about your experience at the game, and I can't thank you enough for that as somebody who wasn't down there, and I'll read some of those now. I went down to Autzen on Saturday, first time down there in a long time. First of all, the crowd is different. A lot of quote-unquote new fans. The beginning of the third quarter was quiet. Very quiet. I think that is fascinating. The whole vibe was kind of off from the start. First drive of the game was a sack. Bad decision by Noah on that run, then stuffed on fourth down. Like the crowd took a sucker punch to the teeth and couldn't recover. Another one was at the game. Crowd, like the team, saw the name Indiana, had a hard time getting up for the game. Indiana still had a hard time with the crowd noise. They had a bunch of false starts, but in the fourth quarter, the crowd was very loud. Indiana just handled it well. I think that's a great point, too. Like,
I don't know how you have trouble getting up for the game with College Game Day there.
I don't know, babe. You tell me why they played the way they played.
I don't buy that. Also, the false starts thing, we talked about this in the break. Oregon got away with a lot of what you would call disconcerting signals that went against Indiana, and I was sitting there going,
well, the refs made it clear they weren't going to call it right at the snap
kind of a deal. I was like, I mean,
Brad Nessler kept asking the same thing every time. He was like, are they going to call this on Oregon? Are they going to call this on Oregon?
And there was
three
of them.
They never did.
And two of them should have been called on Oregon for sure. And then there was another one in there about another text in there about the flags. Oregon got away with one of the most egregious pass interference calls I've ever seen.
They definitely got some calls on their side for sure.
Do not ref me right now.
Spoke to some Indiana fans on the way out of the stadium, and as well as being classy, they were blown away by the crowd noise. I thought that was just interesting. I'm always curious about those environments.
Oh, yeah, environments for sure. And Autzen is legitimately, Autzen is a top five college football.
Without a doubt.
Like, look, I've been to God knows how many games at Memorial Coliseum.
It's the hedges.
LA, and it's like, it's not even close.
Yeah, it's the hedges, the swamp, Big House, Autzen.
Yeah.
I mean, those are kind of it. I don't get the same vibe at Texas or Oklahoma.
And I think a lot of those...
The shoe, maybe I'll put the shoe in there as well.
And I think a lot of those is because they're so big,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, it's just not...
It's the Coliseum for USC.
Yeah,
it's hard to be loud there because it's huge.
And not only that, you have the track there too, so you're pushed even further. It's just, it doesn't... Don't get me wrong. Going to a game at the Coliseum is cool because it's literally 100 years old. Mm-hmm. It was built for the Olympics in, what, 24? 24 or 26, I can't remember. Anyways, it was built 100 years ago. I think it was finished in 22. But it's just not,
Yeah, it just doesn't create that environment.
No, even
Rose Bowl's the same way.
Look, even
beautiful
when it's
place.
Yeah, even when it's like when we're talking like peak Pete Carroll, that there's not even standing room. It's yeah, not that level of
Snoop
loud.
Snoop Dogg and Will Ferrell on the sidelines.
It doesn't matter. Like it's just different. Yeah. And what you have at Oregon is it's deafening loud and it just pours down on you. I think Dusty told me the only place that he's been to that's been louder was Washington 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
For the Oregon-Washington game.
Mortlake.
He said at the beginning of that game, it was like a jet engine.
Cool.
It was just like, you know, and that, you want to talk about environments, when that place is rolling right with the river right there, mm-hmm. just, you know, it's a very cool spot. But Austin is always just on tilt. And it didn't feel like it was on tilt.
No, it didn't. Never did to me, not on TV.
Credit to Indiana, man. They did what they needed to do to take them out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even with those false starts and a pick six, still won that game. Mm-hmm. Got to keep receipts here. On Fridays, we're starting a new fun thing called Book Report, where Danny and I pick three games to back, and you, the listeners, get to choose which is the worst take of ours. Mm-hmm. And if anybody is wrong on the worst take, they need to follow up with a book report on Monday. And I am here as the guilty as charged.
I'm going to pull up the polls here real quick just to remind everybody the games that we took.
I took...
And where we ended up. You took Ole Miss minus 31.5 against your Cougs.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that ended up being the winner. Mm-hmm. You took Illinois 14.5 against Ohio State. And you took North Texas minus 2.5 against USF.
It didn't matter which one y'all chose. I was wrong on all three of them. This is why I don't gamble, Danny.
Uh-huh.
This is why I don't gamble.
My three games were Alabama minus 2.5 against Mizzou.
Covered.
Indiana plus 7.5 versus Oregon.
Covered.
And USC minus 2.5 versus Michigan.
Covered.
Let me tell you.
Covered big.
Let me tell you right now. Your boy had a good weekend, both college and NFL. It was a banger.
So now it is up to you, my friends, 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. What do I need to do
leg
a book report
day
on?
Leg day.
You
leg
can send day in your thoughts, and by the end of the show, we will decide based on what you guys want me to do. It could be anything. I can listen to some of Danny's bad music and write a report on it.
Mm.
I can do Danny's leg day, as he keeps pointing out.
And or, to be clear, or that wasn't my suggestion. Somebody else dropped that in there, and I was like, oh, that's pretty good.
Or I can do something else that you think of.
Yeah.
You know, I think I make my loves and my distastes very clear on this fine program we have.
Can we taser you?
No. That's against that. That would be like HR violation.
We don't have
HR. And no, I am not. No, I am not getting tasered.
What stun gun?
Just because you want to get tasered doesn't mean I want to get tasered. Okay, I am not getting tasered.
What if we have it? What if we did like one of those classes with the police where they bring in the community to do it with a full supervision? Full supervision.
No.
Professional doing
no,
it.
No,
with
dude
a little mat and they catch
no
you and everything?
Nope, nope.
That's how I did my first one. Not with the cops, but in the military.
Nope, nope, nope. No, no taser.
Oh.
So that's your guys' choice, 503-864-6326. You could talk me into that.
Okay.
You could talk me into tear gas.
Okay.
Or the YouTube chat, and we'll come back on the closing arguments and let you know what my book report is. Because, boy, man, this is why I don't bet on Wazoo. I shouldn't have done it. I never, ever, ever bet on Wazoo.
Yeah.
Because we cover the spread a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. You know?
Spread
the only
monsters.
The only time we don't cover the spread is when we're favored.
Yeah.
Boy, I was very proud Coug on Saturday.
Yeah.
Very, very proud of my school.
They showed up, man.
Very proud of my school.
Ole Miss, I think, definitely overlooked them.
100%.
But like, also, Coug showed up.
Coug showed up. I saw some good fan crowd shots of Wazoo in the stands there. Had to watch the SEC Network. Boy, those SEC Network play-by-play guys. Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, boy, that's rough. That's rough.
Not great, bub.
Yeah, that really makes you miss Yogi Roth.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It makes you really appreciate Yogi Roth.
Yog's pretty damn good.
Yog's is real good on the Pac-12 Network because the SEC Network ain't got that. So I owe it to my Cougs, and I'm more than happy to do a book report however you guys want me to, because I should not have gone against my Cougs, although it didn't matter which one you guys chose. I was wrong on all three. But speaking of the Cougs, that is how you deal with the situation at hand. That is 100% how you deal.
You show up.
You show up. You don't make excuses. You use the money when you need to use the money, and you make it happen. That is not what's going down in Corvallis. Corvallis, Oregon State, finally pulls the trigger. Trent Bray is fired. We'll start the 11 o'clock hour right there. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. This is 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.